The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Let it build. Okay, welcome back. Let's see, to the phones. Let's go to Tessa in Tucson, Arizona. Good morning, Tessa. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Mm-hmm. So I have a question regarding a, I guess it's a letter to the prefect from the Pope. And he has decided, or I'm not sure how that works, that lectors, acolytes, can mm-hmm. also be women, because it's always been the men that are going to become deacons. And I just kind of wanted your opinion on that.
Okay. This just happened within the past week, or at least it was made public. It's what's called a motu proprio. That's a Latin phrase, and it means by his own volition or by his own will. And that's a way of describing when a pope can legislate the church's law. Keep in mind that the church says that the pope, the Bishop of Rome, is the supreme legislator. So he can enact law on his own as he wishes. And that's what a motu proprio is in this case. And what he did was he announced that henceforth, I suppose until or unless a future pope were to change this view, but henceforth that women can be installed, that women can be installed in the ministry of lector and acolyte. Now, these terms are, they have specific meanings, not only in the church's law, but also theologically. So this is distinct from you as a woman reading as a lector in your parish. These are kind of extraordinary circumstances insofar as the church permits women to be lectors, for example, and the church permits girls to be acolytes. Sorry, I've got this. All of a sudden, this cough is plaguing me. Not COVID, by the way. And what's different is that when it comes to the sacrament of holy orders, there used to be, until they were suppressed and shortly after the time of the Second Vatican Council, what were called minor orders. And the minor orders included acolyte, I'm probably getting them in the wrong order, porter, acolyte, lector, and exorcist. Those were the minor orders, and those would be followed by subdeacon, and then deacon, and then priest, and then bishop. So at the time of the Vatican Council, those minor orders of porter and exorcist were suppressed. Lector and acolyte remained, and subdeacon was suppressed. So those were no longer minor orders that were given. And they would include, for example, a tonsure. Tonsure being the trimming of the hair on the crown of the head as a symbol of the clerical state. So the what happened with Pope Francis's motu proprio is that he made it official that women can now be installed in those ministries. Now, this is not, and this is where I think some people are nervous, this is not saying, that women can be ordained deacons, although there are certain people who are pressing endlessly for that. But it's saying that they can be officially or formally installed, not ordained, but installed in these two orders, acolyte and lector. Now, that has an official capacity to it. It's different. This is what I was saying a minute ago. This is different from you helping out at your parish, Tessa, and reading as a lector. That's an ad hoc kind of thing. That's an kind of like an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion kind of thing. This is different. This is where it makes that ministry official for that person, and it would be, under normal circumstances, it would also be permanent, which raises confusion, because people have always understood that these minor orders lead to the diaconate, whether a permanent diaconate or a transitional diaconate for those who are going on to the priesthood. And this has always been, from time immemorial, open to men only. And Pope John Paul II, in his document, Ordinatio Sacerdotalis, back in, I think it was 88, he settled the question definitively, saying that the sacrament of holy orders is for men alone. And he gives his reasons in there. And they're very, very easy to understand. He says the church doesn't have the power to open the sacrament of holy orders to women for the reasons that he gives. So the reason that what Pope Francis said is raising eyebrows is because some people now are saying, well, what does this mean if you can install a woman formally in the ministry of lector and acolyte, then does it not infer perhaps or suggest perhaps that women could then become ordained deacons? And Pope John Paul II already closed the door on that definitively, and he said no. So Pope Francis has the authority to do what he did. I'm not in any way questioning that. But naturally, there are going to be these kinds of questions and some confusion that will result from it. And we can hope and pray that the Holy Father will respond to those questions that arise and offer clarifications. So we can pray for that. But in the meantime, though, that's the essence of what that motu proprio said and what it means. Does that help?
It does. And I have one more question about it, because I know that for the deacon to become an acolyte, they like study, you know, they've been studying to become a deacon for like 3.5 years or something, depending on the diocese they're in. So is that probably something that they would require if women wanted to do that? Or is it just they want to be a permanent? See, when you're saying it's like a permanent minor ministry or something, so that means that you're a lector wherever you go and you don't have to be commissioned at each church? I'm just wondering why women would need to be installed as an acolyte. I do know that acolytes are the ones who can read Gospels. Am I right?
No, you're not right. The deacon or the priest or the bishop is the one who reads the Gospel, proclaims the Gospel. Acolytes, lectors, do not proclaim the Gospel. A lector would be called to do the readings. So the first reading, the psalm perhaps, and the second reading, but not the Gospel. So the Gospel is proper to clerics who have received the sacrament of holy orders, men who have received that. I don't have the answer to your question, because that hasn't been made clear yet in terms of, like, will there be a course of study? What will happen? You know, those are questions that remain unanswered. And in due time, I suppose we'll find out. But the essence to this question is, because the church historically has always seen these minor orders as part of the clerical state, there's now a question, you know, because women cannot be in the clerical state. Religious women have a religious vocation as religious sisters or nuns, but that's not the same thing as the clerical state. The clerical state is for men, and in particular, those who are on their way to holy orders. So these are questions that are still open, and I don't have the answers to them. And this is why we should pray for the Holy Father and pray that God will illuminate his mind and give him the courage and the grace necessary, as we do for all bishops, to do the right thing. And Pope Francis asks us to pray for him repeatedly, so let's take him up on his request and do that. I have to press on, though. Thank you, Tessa.